broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, we're in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening. We welcome you in to the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to have you with us wherever you may be on this Wednesday, November 19th of 2025. Maybe you're traveling around. You're driving home for the evening. Maybe you're already at home. Maybe you're still stuck at work. It doesn't matter. We're glad that you've joined us today as we have just a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. Want to hear from you on a wide variety of issues, just like we do every single day here on the program. And we've got a lot to talk about, a lot to get into as we get closer and closer to holiday travel period. We've got that that's going to be coming up. We've got some really, really good stuff. We've got new polling data out today. We've got warning signs for Republicans, which we'll be talking about here in just a bit. We've got, let's see here. Oh, yeah. Epstein news that we can get into. Really, whatever you want to touch on today, whatever you want to get into. You've heard from everybody else all day long. Now it's your opportunity, your chance to sound off on the big issues of the day. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. And you can also tap the app, send us a message that way. It's real simple. When you're listening on our station's apps, whatever station you may be listening to, you can just send us a message right there on the app, whether it's a text or maybe a video, audio, whatever it may be. You can send it our way. You can also reach out to us on social media. A lot of people do that on X and Twitter, also Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, the old-fashioned way of doing things, it's what you used to do back in the day when we didn't have a text line, when we didn't have people just sending emojis to each other. No, it's when we'd pick up a phone and call 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. When you call in, you get to hear from the very first voice. That's Nick, the first voice you hear from when you dial in today. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well today. In fact, I just recently discovered that today, what is it, something, a Monopoly Day? Something Monopoly? Appreciate Monopoly Day?
I have no idea. Is it really?
I think it is something about that. It got me thinking, though. We played Monopoly a lot growing up. But you know what my all-time favorite board game was?
What's that?
Life.
The game of life.
The game of life. I don't know what it was. But you get that blue car. And then you go through life, you graduate, you get married, you get a couple kids, and then you mosey on, you push your little plastic car along. I don't know what it was. I loved it. Life was my favorite board game.
I hate to say this,
but you hate Life the game.
I've never played it.
That's even worse.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Did you do Monopoly at least?
Monopoly? I played Monopoly. Okay. We Like, we weren't a big board game family.
Yeah.
We weren't a big board game family.
Well, it was a smaller family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That may have been why. I don't know. We couldn't have, like, teamed up or,
yeah,
you know,
awkward.
It's like, I'll play both teams. we didn't do that. I love board games now.
Yeah.
And there was a time, and I mean, we have so many board games. And we used to have a lot of board game nights.
They multiply, yeah.
And then for whatever, it was like basically COVID kind of killed our board game nights that we would have.
Yeah.
And they just haven't picked back up. But we've got a lot of board games. Nick, I'm going to steal this one. I'm going to steal this as the topic today.
There you go.
What is your favorite board game of all time?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this is what happens when you don't consult on what we're talking about. I had no idea today was Play Monopoly Day.
Is that what it is? Is that the official?
Yeah, okay, I looked it up.
Play Monopoly.
Okay. Today's National Play Monopoly Day, which I think I've played Monopoly 2 or 3 times.
The thing is, because Monopoly is best with minimum 4 people, right?
Okay, I think that's probably right.
You can play it with, 2, right?
I'm sure.
But I think 4 is really the, you get each side of the square of the board. And that's the thing. The difference is we played a lot of board games because there were 4 of us growing up.
Right. So that helps.
We had the optimal number of players for most board and card games.
Yeah, that's true.
So Life, Monopoly, lots of that.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Never played Life, played Monopoly a couple of times. I guess recent games that I played a lot of, the Settlers of Catan.
I've never played.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It seems very involved, and it seems like there's a lot to know.
There is, but once you know it,
you're good. Yeah,
once you get it, you get it.
It's Settlers of Catan or Catan, however you
want to say it.
That strikes me. It's one of those where when you're inviting friends over, maybe you do like Uno. You know, keep it simple.
No. This
you don't
is a
whip
friend.
Out the Settlers of
Catan.
Oh, no,
this is a hey, we're gonna be here for a little bit. It's not Risk. It's not Risk level. I've played Risk a couple of times.
Yeah.
And that took forever to play Risk.
Is Risk the one where you pop the middle and the little dice? No, that's Sorry.
No,
that's
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if I've played Risk.
Risk is your strategy board game where you take over the world. And you play Risk.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a little. Maybe for
that
was
me.
Like a friend's evening. Let's stick to the card game.
Let me tell you something. That's a long evening.
Yeah.
I remember one time we played, and it was finally like about 3:30 in the morning.
Oof.
Yeah, we had started early, like 4 or 5 p.m. And it was one of those where we did a coin flip. We did a coin flip to be like, who's going to win? Because I had taken all of Europe. I had taken all of Europe. And I do remember this. But there were like just a handful of little countries that we were fighting over. And we just did a coin flip, and I won. And I was able to take over. I was the conqueror at the time.
By chance.
By
coin flip. It was just a game of coin flip.
Well, it's the game of Risk.
You take it when you play it.
Yes. And you risk your entire day and entire night.
You know what? If I'm sitting down, friends or family, and they're like, hey, you know what? Hey, join us. We're going to play Monopoly.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's hour 2, I'm done. I don't want to sit for more than 2 hours while everyone's fighting over Boardwalk and Park Place.
Oh, let me tell you something. If you're bad at Risk, you're done in an hour
or two.
That'll
be me. I'm just going to watch. You guys play.
You would be France. You would just be like, I'm done.
It's more fun to watch.
Yeah, let's bring in Nick. Nick's like, I would automatically bring you in and be like, Nick, you've got to play. Because I know I can wipe you out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because you're not going to want to be there.
I also have no idea how to play the game. So
did 1 hour, it's like we're going to wipe them out. Don't worry.
My time limit.
Yeah, we just got to play the long game with Nick. And it really's not even that long. It's just
2 hours is a long time.
It's just go through a couple of bags of chips and see where we get to.
Yeah. I'll be the audience.
Yeah.
In your war.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's like I still play a Civ every now and then. If I'm bored, I play a little bit of Civ. It clears my mind a little bit, and I take over different nations. It does tend to happen that way. All right, let's see. Your favorite board game of all time. What is it? You can text in at 806-680-2790. When we come back, we're going to get into some real topics, real news of the day. We want to hear from you. I'm trying to get used to this new microphone cover that's in front of me. It's like a lime green. I got to do something about this by the time I get back from Thanksgiving. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene, and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk, KFYO.
Sunrise LBK, tomorrow morning at 6 on KFYO.
The Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Hey, for those of you in the Lubbock area, just a reminder, go by and see our friends over at Eddins Furniture at 1415 19th Street. If you want a great looking, new looking couch, or maybe you're looking for a sectional, you know, it's a good time to go ahead and get those ordered. They can even have them delivered by next week. If you're looking at entertaining, maybe you need a new dining room table. Hey, they've got you covered over at Eddins Furniture, 1415 19th Street. Some great deals for our listeners. Stop on by downtown Lubbock, Texas, where, hey, by the way, the construction is actually looking pretty good over in front of Eddins Furniture. You'll be able to park and get out, all that kind of good stuff. And you can even pick up a new bedroom set at a great price at Eddins Furniture, 1415 19th Street. It's where we picked up furniture in the past. And we trust them. You should as well. All right. So some text messages coming in. One texter, Risk was always my favorite board game. Texter says, my adult children like playing Secret Hitler. Yep, that's another game that's out there. Nick, you haven't heard of that one? It's a pretty good one. It's pretty good. Let's see. Chad, you aren't alone. I'm 50 years old. Never played Life either. I grew up on Monopoly, Risk, Spades, and Dominoes. That's from Michael in Lubbock. Let's see. Ben Ronkel has weighed in very early today. Dear Chad, so what you and Rick are saying is that you're boring people. Got it. Y'all need to get out more. Sincerely, Ben Ronkel from Bovina, where we don't sit around a table rolling dice unless a lot of money is involved. And if we're doing that, we're probably 2 miles outside a post on a dirt road. Let me say this. Who said money wasn't involved? No one ever said that. Another text that has come in on your favorite board game. Axis and Allies, it's like Risk, only more detailed. Let's see, Monopoly, another family game textures like to play. Adult game, Pass Out. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in with your favorite board game that you like to play. We'll take your text on that one. Let's see, a couple of different stories out there that we'll be getting into. You've got the Epstein list, a quick release in doubt. The Washington Post reporting that quick release of the Epstein files in doubt since because of national security reasons, of course. For the past week, officials in Washington talked constantly about Jeffrey Epstein's investigation, except the agency that has custody of the files. The Justice Department has been silent. On Tuesday, the House and Senate agreed to pass a bill calling on Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all unclassified information and files related to the sprawling sex trafficking investigation into the one-time powerful financier. The Justice Department so far has continued to say little about how it would respond to that demand. There are many reasons to doubt the bulk of the release of the files is imminent. On Wednesday, Bondi broke the official silence, but only slightly, at a news conference on an unrelated issue. She repeated questions about the Epstein files, saying that we will continue to follow the law with maximum transparency while protecting victims. Is that the only people you're protecting? If President Donald Trump wanted Bondi to release all the Epstein files, he could have ordered her to do so at any point in the past 6 months. He has not. On Sunday, Trump did the about-face, said House Republicans should vote in favor of releasing the files. He notably did not say that he favored releasing them. Instead, he said in a social media post that the House can have whatever they are legally entitled to. I don't care. What Congress is legally entitled to is more complicated than the rhetoric from Capitol Hill. The legislation that Congress agreed to on Tuesday gives the Justice Department a few exceptions under which it can refuse to release material. Among them, if the release would jeopardize an active federal investigation or ongoing prosecution, which it's pretty vague, right? Like, can't you just say, oh, yeah, we're still investigating this? So that's why I'm saying don't hold your breath on any of this stuff. And even if it were released, again, there are going to be so many redactions in this. Now, do I think that there's going to be Democrats who are embarrassed by this? Yeah. Are there probably going to be some Republicans embarrassed by this, too? Probably. Do I think Trump is, you know, somehow secretly involved and somehow a pedophile? No. No. I know the Democrats, their fantasy is that Trump is a pedophile and that he knew everything about Jeffrey Epstein and what Epstein was doing. They're best friends and they hung out together. No. Now, I don't think you're going to see that. In fact, there's a story out today saying that it was actually the Democrats who knew after Epstein was being charged, they still went to Epstein and some very powerful Democrat PACs were asking money from Jeffrey Epstein. So again, this goes beyond politics. It goes beyond nations. This is a huge thing. And the fact that the Justice Department is going to slow walk it, just like they did the JFK files, just like they have the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. I don't think you're going to see anything hugely newsworthy anytime soon on it. Rick says, my son loves to play Catan, but he's not very good at it. We just indulge him and beat him. Well, that's good. That's what family's for, you know? You indulge, you go, yeah, let's play, and then you cream him. Absolutely. Don't worry, son. You'll get better. You're getting better at the game. You'll get better next time. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. A story that we'll talk about when we come back from the bottom of the hour break has to deal with the upcoming midterms. And I've been saying for a while now that it's not going to matter. The Epstein stuff, some of these fights that are brewing, who won the elections a couple Tuesdays ago, none of that's going to matter in the midterms. None of that's going to matter in the midterm elections. It's going to be about money. It's going to be about money. It's going to be about how people are doing financially. And there are some big warning signs for Republicans. We'll get into that when we come back here on the Chad Hasty Show.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Pedal to the metal. Greased lightning. Burn rubber. Make tracks. Full gas. Whatever you call it, it's speeding. And a heavy foot can cost you a heavy fine. Or more. Speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas. Many of them fatal. Slow down, be safe, drive smart, and take it easy. A message from the Texas Department of Transportation.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines, Governor Abbott has declared one of the largest Muslim civil rights groups in the U.S. a foreign terrorist organization. He claims CARE has direct ties to Hamas and can't buy land in the state of Texas. CARE denies the allegations. The man accused of shooting and killing King of the Hill actor Jonathan Joss near San Antonio this summer is indicted for murder. 57-year-old Sigfredo Alvarez was charged with the crime in June. The Parker County Sheriff has busted an organized crime ring that was doing scam calls, all run by an inmate from a state prison in Georgia. He coordinated a team of callers impersonating Parker County Sheriff's employees. A school officer in Corsicana at Bowie Middle School has accidentally shot off his gun on campus. He had to be rushed to the hospital. No students were injured. And the Houston Texans have allowed the fewest points in the NFL this season. They take on the Buffalo Bills tomorrow at NRG in Houston. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Austin York.
Digging without contacting Texas 811 first could cost more than you think. Texas 811 is a free service that helps you avoid damaging underground utilities like electric or gas lines. Every year, accidents happen because someone didn't take a moment to contact 811. Whether installing a fence or working on a construction site, contacting Texas 811 is the law. It's quick, free, and keeps you safe. Visit Texas811.org today for more information. Safe digging starts with one simple step. Make it today.
You just returned from holiday vacation, and there it is, a letter from the IRS. You don't even want to open it. Hi, I'm local tax attorney Nick Namath. I have been right here in Dallas for more than 20 years helping Texans resolve their IRS issues. At the law offices of Nick Namath, we focus on helping people resolve IRS wage levies, bank levies, and even unfiled returns. Call me, Nick Namath, the DFW tax attorney, at 972-484-0829 or go to myirsteam.com.
Top Lane's weather forecast this evening as temperatures are dropping in the middle 50s and a 50% chance of continued rain over the South Plains. Rain likely on Thursday with highs in the middle 60s with a 90% chance of rain At times, the rainfall may be heavy. Those temperatures will drop in the lower 40s by Friday morning, with a chance of rain at 30%. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts in Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
Dan Loney with Your Money Now. President Trump made more strong comments about Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell today at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum. Trump said that he would like to fire Powell. He put pressure on Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent as well to get Powell to cut rates further, even saying that Bessent had failed in this area. Cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks beating expectations last quarter with per-share profit of 93 cents and revenue of $2.47 billion. CEO Nikesh Arora reaffirmed two soon-to-be acquisitions to help it in the fast-growing world of artificial intelligence, Israeli identity security firm CyberArk, and cloud observability firm Chronosphere. As for Wall Street, stocks were higher across the board. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 47 points at 46,138. The NASDAQ picked up 131 points, and the S&P 500 up 25. That's Your Money Now.
At Bank of America, we asked our teammates, what makes this company a great place to work?
There's very little that you can't accomplish working for Bank of America.
If you prove yourself, you can try over in a totally new way.
You can learn so much here. You're the owner of your career.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
Heart of the hub city to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. The running topic today, a Nick special. Your favorite board game of all time, his was the Game of Life. Just Life, the board game, that's Nick's favorite game of all time. You can text it in 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line. You can also give us a call. Newsweek, Democrats open up biggest polling lead over Republicans in 8 years. A clear majority of voters would choose a Democrat candidate for Congress if the midterms were held today. Fortunately, the midterms are not held today. A new Marist survey conducted between November 10th and 13th revealed 55% of voters would elect a Democrat candidate, compared to 41% who would opt for a Republican. The 14-point lead for the Democrats is the party's largest since November of 2017. In 2018, during Trump's first term, the Democrats won more than 40 seats in the House. The poll shows Democrats in a strong position ahead of the 2026 midterms when they hope to win back the House and the Senate. The numbers also indicate growing voter dissatisfaction with the GOP and recent political turbulence, signaling Republicans may face a challenging environment ahead of next year's election. The poll also showed substantial support for Democrats among independents, with 61% saying that they would vote for Democrats, while 28% said they would vote Republican. Gives Democrats a 33-point advantage among independents. The survey suggests Democrats are viewed as more open to differing viewpoints than Republicans. When asked about political discussions, 60% of Americans said Republicans came across as mostly closed-minded, compared to 39% who described them as open-minded. Views of Democrats were more favorable. A narrow majority, 51%, said Democrats seemed to be more open-minded, while 48% saw them as closed-minded. That's insane. That is, people forget about, this is what happened. People have very short-term memories. I know that there's some of you out there right now going, Chad, you can't believe all polls. And that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. You cannot do that. But when you look at this thing that 60% of Americans say that Republicans come across as more closed-minded, I don't think so. Only 51% say that about Democrats? 48% said that about Democrats. I mean, you look at the Biden years, it was completely flipped. And this is why I say people have very short memories out there. Also, you can't, it's very early. It's very, very, very early for, you know, any poll to be just dead on. But here's the reality of the situation. For Republicans, you have to battle a few different things. One, you're going to have to battle a Democrat Party that, while still probably broken, they're going to be very excited to get out there and vote. Maybe not here in Texas, but in other places, they're going to be excited to get out and vote. While Trump's name is not on the ballot, the Democrats want to stop whatever he is doing in the White House. We know that. They're going to be motivated. Republicans have not shown at all that they can win when Donald Trump is not on the ballot. They didn't show it in his first term. They didn't show it during Biden's term in office, or during the midterms, during Biden's term in office. And again, they haven't shown it yet in Trump's term right now. So Republicans are going to have to really show up and vote. And when it comes to the economy, and I was retweeting this earlier, Jesse Kelly had been tweeting this out, but a lot of us have been saying this. If it still costs, you know, if it still costs you a lot of money to go get beef, if it still costs you a lot of money to go to the grocery store and you're leaving the grocery store going, God, that sucks. Oh, that was a lot of money. It's going to be bad for Republicans. And you can sit here all day and say, well, Joe Biden did it. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he wrecked the economy. Yes, he absolutely did. But the average voter does not, they will not remember that. Republicans have to get out as much as possible. Forget about everything. Nothing else matters other than winning the midterm elections at this point. And Republicans, the way they win is by defining Democrats as still being crazy, because they are, showing that the Democrat Party is continuing to move towards socialism, which they are, and trying to fire up Republicans and trying to convince people that, yes, It's going to take time, but the Republicans are the ones who are fixing the economy. And they're going to have to show people how that's going to happen. And yes, they're going to have to focus more and talk about more on affordability. Because if people are still hurting during the midterm elections, they're going to vote for the Democrats. Those independents, those who are on the fence, those who live in purple states, those who live in purple congressional districts, they're going to swing the other way. And again, Trump's not there to hold together this MAGA coalition that has been out there. So it is a, again, do I think that Democrats are absolutely going to wipe out Republicans and that every Democrat out there is going to do well? No, this is, you know, generic. What do you think? Each race is different. Each candidate is different. This isn't the final say. But there are absolutely warning signs. And all you have to do is study history. All you have to do is look. You don't even have to study history. You just have to look at history and see that, okay, whoever's in the White House, normally things don't pan out for them during the midterms. And when the economy is either bad or people think that it's bad and it's not working for them, they're going to vote the other way. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls, your text messages, your favorite board games. When we come back on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions can lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Securing America.
The United States, Canada, and Finland announced the expansion of its icebreaker collaboration effort, or Ice Pact, at a Tuesday news conference, and the building of 11 new icebreaker ships to help defend the Arctic. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said the goal is simple.
To protect the Arctic against our enemies.
The secretary added,
the Arctic is the world's last most wild frontier, and our adversaries are racing to claim its strategic position and its rich natural resources for their own.
Canada's ambassador to the U.S., Kirsten Hillman, acknowledged the modern world is a dangerous place.
The ability of our armed forces to protect our sovereignty and respond to threats in the Arctic is essential.
Noem said, without efforts like this,
we will condemn future generations to permanent insecurity, and we're not going to let that happen on our watch.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
As you get ready in the morning and as you drive home from work, stay informed with the latest news from lawmakers across Texas and the rest of the country with Fox News every day right here on News Talk KFYO.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Weigh in on any of the topics, any of the issues that we've been getting into throughout the show, or you can feel free to do that. Texas Tribune story, Texas moving ahead with regulating hemp industry as federal ban looms. The TABC moving forward with its efforts to regulate a self-consumable hemp products as questions swirling around the future of the industry due to the federal restrictions on the products approved by Congress last week. A provision of the funding bill for the U.S. Department of Agriculture ended the longest government shutdown on record, also undid a provision on the 2018 Farm Bill that first allowed Texas' $8 billion hemp industry to thrive. The funding bill bans the sale of hemp-derived products with more than 0.4 milligrams of THC. That provision, which criminalizes almost all consumable hemp products sold across the country, will put Texas law in direct conflict with federal law when it takes effect next November. And I've had some folks reach out to me asking, why is Texas continuing with the regulation? Because there is no law yet. And there's a, I think, a fairly decent shot that this gets redone. There wasn't really a big debate about this, but there have been Republican lawmakers, including Senator Ted Cruz, who have come out recently and said that this never should have been in the funding bill and that it should be up to states to decide what they're going to do. And Cruz kind of preferred what Texas was doing when it comes to regulation. And so I think you're going to see that probably pop up again. And, again, it really wouldn't surprise me if this comes up pretty soon, because I don't think either party is going to want to talk about job losses caused by this going into the midterm elections. I don't think Republicans are going to want to be on the hook for it. I don't think Democrats want to be on the hook for it. I think that they're probably going to pull this out and redo it. You know, this was orchestrated by Mitch McConnell and the alcohol industry, just like we saw in Texas, the alcohol industry pushing this. And we saw it on the federal level as well. But I think they're going to pull it out and probably do more regulation than a full ban. Again, that's why Texas is continuing to push in its direction on regulation, I think, just because, hey, that's right now, that is the law of the land. What passed in the federal bill is still a year away. And that's if there's no lawsuits over it. That's if lawmakers don't pull it out and say, hey, we're going to re-vote on this, which they could. 806-680-2790. Bill weighing in on the text line. Donald Trump had a great start with drill, baby, drill, deregulation, promising to bring down prices. He was also very effective in solving problems with the open border. Unfortunately, that seems so long ago that he may not get credit for that. His problem is that he listened to Bannon and Navarro to engage in tariff wars. Takes a long time to bring jobs back to the U.S., and he does not have that time before the midterms. Let's see. Dan Patrick does not care one iota about the loss of hemp-related jobs. Well, no, he doesn't. He does not. But I do think that federal lawmakers dealing with the midterms, they will care. State officials, probably not so much. Dan Patrick, Charles Perry, no. But some of your seats are going to be up in the midterms. They're going to care. You don't want to have massive job losses going into the midterm elections. That's never good. That's not good for anybody. And if you are desperate to hold on to the House, you really don't want to be putting people out of work. Because if you're the administration that puts people out of work, you're the party that shuts down jobs and businesses, those workers, those business owners, they're going to go vote for somebody else. They're not sending you back. They're not going to vote for your party. They're done. You put someone's business out of business. I still talk to people today who are ticked, who refuse to vote for Greg Abbott when we shut down businesses here in Texas. They refused to vote for Greg Abbott because of that. The non-essential businesses that were closed. And I can't, it's hard for me to blame them. If your business was shut down by the federal government just because, I could absolutely understand you saying, you know what? You're not getting my vote ever again. I can't trust you. And so I think when you have lawmakers who look at this hemp bill, they're going to get a lot of information about how many people are impacted, how many veterans take this stuff. This isn't just a Republican versus Democrat issue. We've had the discussion many times here on the show. There are a lot of people who don't get it, a lot of people who don't understand it. They think, like Charles Perry does, that, you know, if you take one of these non-intoxicating gummies, or you take some of this oil and put it on you, that you're going to get high for a week and jump in front of a train and get killed. Yeah, it doesn't happen like that. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. We'll get into the Texas Senate race, new polling on that as well when we return.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz.
We're in the cigar buying business.
Yes, and I think we should continue to be in the cigar buying business.
That's not going to stop me from putting out a cigar. But I'm just talking about as a site, as like a. I don't think I'm in the cigar selling business.
Unless that site, I got a great name for it, eBay.
Katz, you're an idiot.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz, Saturday evenings at 5 on KFYO.
Take KFYO wherever you go with the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
A contempt investigation. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. A federal judge is investigating if the Trump administration officials violated a court order requiring them to turn around deportation flights.
Federal Judge James Boasberg says he'll move quickly on a contempt investigation of the Trump administration. The judge says an appeals court ruling gives him authority to determine if there is enough evidence to refer members of the administration for prosecution. In a March hearing, Boasberg ordered an aircraft carrying accused gang members to El Salvador to return to the U.S. The administration says that order came after the flights were out of U.S. airspace. Boasberg could compel officials to testify under oath.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A new challenge in the prosecution of former FBI Director James Comey as the Justice Department admits a possible lapse in how the case was presented to a grand jury. Comey's lawyers have asked a judge to toss the case on grounds of vindictive prosecution. He's pled not guilty to charges he made a false statement and obstructed Congress. The legislation calling for the release of all Department of Justice files related to Jeffrey Epstein is awaiting President Trump's signature after it was passed by the House and Senate yesterday.
Once signed by the president, the Epstein Files Transparency Act calls on Attorney General Pam Bondi and her team within 30 days to make publicly available in a searchable and downloadable format all unclassified records, documents, communications, and investigative materials in the possession of the Department of Justice.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department. This is former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says he plans to continue teaching at Harvard after emails were released linking him to Epstein. A spokesman for former President Joe Biden says Biden will attend tomorrow's memorial service for former Vice President Dick Cheney, who died earlier this month. America's listening to Fox News.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Up Lane's weather forecast this evening as temperatures are dropping in the middle 50s and a 50% chance of continued rain over the South Plains. Rain likely on Thursday with highs in the middle 60s with a 90% chance of rain. At times, the rainfall may be heavy. Those temperatures will drop in the lower 40s by Friday morning with a chance of rain at 30%. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. I know, a lot of you are wondering, hey, where's that rain? Well, there's a little bit of rain out there. Let's see, up near Burke Burnett, there's a little bit of rain just northeast of Wichita Falls. We've got rain as well. If I kind of scroll down, let's see, just to the northwest of Hamlin, thundercell storm that has a cell that has popped up there. Nice little thunderstorm. No big swaths of rain just yet, but it's starting to develop out there. Those of you in the Lubbock area, you're pretty clear right now. Looks like if we get anything, it'll be overnight and into the early morning hours. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see here. Just some other polling news that we've seen out there. A new poll that came out today. This was done by a conservative-leaning group. And what they are, what they're trying to say here with this is that as of this poll, now they didn't put Wesley Hunt into this poll, but they tested John Cornyn versus Colin Allred, John Cornyn versus Dallarico, and then Ken Paxton versus those two Democrats. And here's what they found out. In a hypothetical matchup between John Cornyn and Colin Allred, Cornyn gets 47% of the vote to Colin Allred's 40%, 13% of people undecided. In a hypothetical matchup with James Tallarico, Cornyn gets about 46%, Tallarico gets 40%. If it's Ken Paxton and Colin Allred are tied at 44% each. if it's Paxton and Tallarico, Paxton, it's basically a tie as well, 44% each. According to this poll, John Cornyn, the strongest candidate for Republicans in a general election, has a clear lead. Paxton is statistically tied with either of the Democrat candidates, jeopardizes the ability of Republicans to hold the seat. Now, again, this was done by a conservative-leaning firm. There is still, across the board, about 12 to 14% of people who are undecided, which makes sense. It's very early on in this battle. I'm wondering what the Wesley Hunt numbers would have looked like. But does it concern me? You know, I've had a few people ask me, are you concerned about it? I'm really not. And here's why. I have seen nothing from the Democrats that shows me that the Democrats here in Texas will be able to compete with either John Cornyn or Ken Paxton or Wesley Hunt. I haven't seen anything. I've seen nothing that shows me that Democrats will just rise up and you're going to find all these Democrats who are hidden that haven't voted in a while and that they're going to somehow come out because Ken Paxton is ew or whatever and not as many Republicans want to vote for Ken Paxton. I don't buy that. Do I believe that there are some independents who may be turned off by Ken Paxton? Do I believe there are some Republicans who are turned off by Paxton? Yeah, probably so, but not to the extent it would make him lose to a Democrat. And I would say this. If Ken Paxton winds up winning the nomination, get over it. If Ken Paxton's not your guy and he wins the nomination, you get out there and you vote. You want to stop Ken Paxton? You want to stop John Cornyn? You want to stop Wesley Hunt in the Republican primary? You want your guy to win? Then the Republican primary is where you do it. And then after that, you go out and you vote. But I've seen nothing that shows me that the Democrats are going to win. I don't. We had this argument. Remember when George P. Bush was running for Texas Attorney General and he told people, Ken Paxton can't win. He can't win. He can't do it. He can't win. He can't win. It's going to be so close. The Democrats might take over. The Democrats might actually win a seat. They might win a statewide race. You just can't do it. You can't trust Ken Paxton to actually win. I think Ken Paxton won by 10 percentage points. So again, we've heard this before. We've heard the Democrats are going to beat Ken Paxton. We've heard that before, and it doesn't bear fruit. It doesn't happen that way. So no, I'm not worried. If Ken Paxton gets the nomination, I have no worries at all right now that he would not be able to win a general election against a Democrat. The Democrats do not have good candidates. The best candidate they may have is Jasmine Crockett, and she's crazy. And I don't think that she's going to win I don't think she's going to win over Ken Paxton or over John Cornyn or Wesley Hunt. I don't think she can beat either of them. Just don't see it happening. You know, this idea that Ken Paxton is toxic. I've seen that. And I know people who do not like Ken Paxton. Great conservatives who do not like Paxton at all. But even they say, yeah, he'd win. Yeah, he'd win. He'd win over a Democrat. Again, the Democrat field is weak. And Texans overall don't want a Democrat socialist running the show. They don't want to elect a socialist. They don't want to elect someone who is completely woke. That's not who we want to send to Congress. So, you know, these polls are interesting to look at. And they give, the Cornyn camp, it gives them a little bit of campaign talking point, saying, look what would happen if you somehow nominate Ken Paxton. Look, he would possibly lose to a Democrat. If I'm John Cornyn, I don't even breathe life into that. I don't even make it. I know this is bad political advice, I'm sure, but I wouldn't even breathe life into that argument. If you're John Cornyn and you want to scare people into voting for you, you need to be talking about what you've done. You need to talk about your record, talk about your record under Donald Trump, and go from that angle. Don't talk about how, oh, well, Ken Paxton, he may lose his seat. You may lose the seat. I mean, the polls show otherwise, but I don't know. What if a bunch of MAGA people stay home and they decide not to vote for you? I don't think that's what should happen, but what if a bunch of MAGA people say, you know what, I just can't do it. I can't vote for John Cornyn, and they decide to stay home. Don't even breathe life into that. Because if Ken Paxton does win this thing, John Cornyn, he's going to have to get out there and campaign for the guy. He's going to have to suck it up and get out there and campaign for the guy and say, you know what, we're a team. We go out there and we win. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll continue taking your favorite board games. Got some more textures weighing in with that. Exploding Kittens, one texture says. I've played that. It's fun. It's good. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
You've got a life to live, and you don't want to miss out on any of it. That's why the first thing you do when you get in a car is buckle your seatbelt. Whether you're a driver or a passenger, not wearing your seatbelt could get you a ticket, a fine, or worse. Nobody wants that. So remember, if you love it, click it. Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday, on This Morning, America's First News, President Trump was unable to corral Republicans to drop the issue of the Epstein files. What's that mean for the rest of his term? Also, Ford has 5,000 openings for mechanics that pay about $120,000 a year. Why can't the automaker find help? And the best and worst days to fly during the holiday season. Thursday, on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO. This is Gordon Deal. Join me for America's First News weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Hey, coming up in the bottom of the hour, we'll visit with Doc Pete Chambers. He's running for governor in Texas in the Republican primary. We'll visit with him coming up on the show here shortly. Texture weighed in. Bill, not a board game, but a neighbor, my siblings, and I play play old-style Hong Kong Mahjong. Nick, what is it? Jump on the text line. What is that? What is it? You don't even know. I thought you knew. I thought you knew, but you didn't know. Partially as homage to departed ancestors, but because it's challenging and fun. I've seen a lot of people playing that. Mojong. Why don't you get on the microphone?
You told me text line. It's, I believe the last time I heard it, it was Mahjong. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right.
That makes sense.
But that's Mahjong. The last I heard. Yeah,
that makes sense. I've seen people play it. I can't tell you anything about it. I can't tell you anything about it other than it seems like people really enjoy it. I've got a friend of mine. She like goes to tournaments all over the place. Like, I don't know if she actually does anything else. She goes to all these tournaments playing Mojong. I think it's people spying on us, to be honest with you. That's... I couldn't tell you anything about the game. Is it dominoes? Doesn't it look like dominoes? In a way, doesn't it kind of look like it's like Hong Kong dominoes? Somebody's going to get very offended here. Be like, Chad, you just don't understand. I'll be like, I have no idea. This trend has passed by me of people playing it. And I thought now, okay. Because we had Bill who texted in. I thought it was a lot of women who played the game. I didn't know that. Not that it matters if you're, you know. But you know how you have some women who get together and then they'll play. They'll have like, game nights or whatever. I'm trying to think. What game. There was a game. Oh, my gosh. I think it was card game. Maybe it was dominoes. But my aunts would always get together and they would play this game, and I can't remember the name of it now. But it was like only women who got together, and it was like only women who played the game. And this was years ago, and I can't remember the name of it. It'll probably come to me right at about 7:05. 806-680-2790. That's 806. 680-2790. Hollywood says he'd rather play chess. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about Mahjong. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it. That's the first way you get in to be able to play. Bunko, thank you. Rick, thank you very much. Yes, Bunko. That's what my aunts would. Yeah, Nick, I can't tell you what it. Yeah, my aunts would get together. It would be like just a bunch of women would get together and they'd have finger foods and they'd play Bunko. It was a Bunko night. Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line and sound off on any of the topics, any of the issues that we've been getting into today. Let's see here. Elon Musk. Oh, boy. Elon Musk says the Optimus robots will eliminate poverty after his $1 trillion pay package was approved. Poverty will be eliminated. Well, that's after you eliminate after the robots eliminate us. Your aunts were playing Bunko. A lot of people apparently know Bunko. Thank you. Mahjong is a bit like Jim Rummy, but with tiles. It's featured in movies like Crazy Rich Asians. I never saw that movie. I can't tell you. Business Insider reports that Optimus will eliminate poverty, according to Elon Musk. He predicts that the Tesla's Optimus robot will be a force for economic good, even if it ultimately eliminates much of the need for human labor. While the humanoid robots are a production challenge and aren't launched anytime soon, Tesla has demoed them, handing out candy on Halloween, performing kung fu, and dancing on stage at its recent shareholder meetings. Musk says he has an even bigger vision for the robots. He wants them to transform the economy. Quote, people often talk about eliminating poverty, giving everyone amazing medical care, Musk said at a shareholder event. There's actually only one way to do that, and that's with the Optimus robot. Musk later doubled down, said Optimus will actually eliminate poverty. Minutes earlier, the crowd cheered and broke into a chant of Elon, as shareholders approved a $1 trillion pay package. Man, that's... the Tesla CEO, the world's richest person, will unlock up to $1 trillion if shares of Tesla receive a series of lofty targets, including selling 1 million Optimus robots in the next decade. Musk also said that Optimus would change life for incarcerated people at the meeting. Instead of physically jailing prisoners, Optimus could follow you around and stop you from doing crime. No, I don't want that. If you break a crime, you're going to jail. I don't want Optimus following me around. What happens if I lose him? What happens if Optimus turns on me? And not everybody can be rich. I know that's going to offend somebody out there. Not everybody can be rich. Oh, I know. Oh, Don't Mess with Texas is going to be like all new. You're out there. You take out a piece of gum. You're like, no one's looking at me. I'm just going to lick this piece of... Oh, there goes the wrapper. Stop, human. Human must be destroyed. Don't mess with Texas. I don't know why I sound like a robot, because you know it's just going to sound like a normal person. Yeah, I don't think... No, Optimus. No. Stay away. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines, a new bulletin to DMV offices across our state requires valid photo identification for all registrations and renewals and prohibits expired passports. Counties and dealers must enforce the rules. The move follows complaints from State Representative Brian Harrison, a Republican from Lothian, who said his office confirmed reports of illegal immigrants registering vehicles. Governor Abbott has declared one of the largest Muslim civil rights groups in the country a foreign terror organization. He claims the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, has direct ties to Hamas and is looking to impose Sharia law on Americans. CARE denies the allegations. They call Abbott's terror designation defamatory. Texas regulators are pressing ahead with new rules for the state's booming hemp market as a federal crackdown threatens to upend the industry. The Parker County Sheriff's Office has busted an organized crime ring doing phone scams run by a Georgia state prison inmate. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
On the days when you're thriving,
come on, everyone, you're almost there.
The nights when you need us most.
Mom, I don't feel good.
And every moment in between. As a Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas member, we are committed to helping you stay covered at each stage of life. Whatever challenges may come your way, our mission is to be here for you and your family so you can feel confident as the new year approaches. Visit StandByYouTexas.com to see the steps you'll need to take to renew your coverage. And with over 90 years of experience, you can expect personalized guidance throughout the process, helping you stay covered into 2026 and beyond. We thank you for trusting us on your health and wellness journey through it all. Visit StandByYouTexas.com or call 888-672-2583 to renew your coverage today.
What's up, Lane's weather forecast this evening as temperatures are dropping in the middle 50s and a 50% chance of continued rain over the South Plains. Rain likely on Thursday with highs in the middle 60s with a 90% chance of rain. At times, the rainfall may be heavy. Those temperatures will drop in the lower 40s by Friday morning with a chance of rain at 30%. The weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. President Trump was unable to corral Republicans to drop the issue of the Epstein files. What's that mean for the rest of his term? Also, Ford has 5,000 openings for mechanics that pay about $120,000 a year. Why can't the automaker find help? And the best and worst days to fly during the holiday season. Thursday on This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man has been arrested and charged with murder in the shooting death of legendary Bay Area football coach John Beam. Beam was shot around noon Thursday on the Laney College campus in Oakland, California. Officers found him shot in the head at the athletics field house. He was treated at the hospital but died of his injuries Friday. He was 66 years old. Beam was the subject of the 2020 Netflix documentary Last Chance U about the Laney football program, which has produced more than 20 NFL players, including 7 who played in the Super Bowl. Police used surveillance footage to track down 27-year-old Cedric Irving. Police sources told the San Francisco Chronicle Irving played football in high school and had a fixation on Beam, allegedly confessing to killing the coach because he believed Beam used black magic on him and others. The assistant chief of the Oakland Police Department says it was a very targeted incident. Irving faces 50 years to life in prison if convicted. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show, real quick. This out of Punch Bowl News. Congressman Dan Crenshaw has been banned by senior House Republicans from official international travel for 3 months following an incident involving alcohol and a crude joke that offended a female colleague. So, Well, that might be interesting to unpack later on. Sure, we'll get more details on that. It is campaign season, and you may think that when running for governor, there's only one name on the ballot. There won't be. There will be other names, including our next guest who joins us here on the program. We're getting to visit with Doc Pete Chambers, running for governor in the Republican primary here in Texas. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you today?
Chad, I am happy to be alive. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, great to have you on the program. Okay, let's do that. Tell folks first a little bit about yourself. You've got a very interesting history, and then why you decided to run for governor.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so real quick, this is what I call the 40,000-foot view. I've spent a lot of years in the Army. I came in 1983 under Ronald Reagan, greatest president ever, right? And then I served under him as an infantryman, did several years, got an honorable discharge in 1990, took a break in service, became a doctor. My dad was a small-town doc, so I was interested in it. Went to residency. I started residency in Beaumont, Texas, Fort Arthur, and finished residency up at Oklahoma State. And then when I got done, 9/11 happened. And I came back in full-time, active service, went to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where I served with the Green Berets, the finest fighting men in the world, in my opinion, although I love all the rest of them. And I took care of them on the battlefield and off. And then left active duty 2015, was a flight surgeon as well. So even though, you know, people say, well, your nickname is Doc, are you a real doc? I'm like, yes, I am. I was a flight surgeon. So we went there, but that's a term of endearment. When you get that from soldiers on the battlefield, that's a term of endearment.
Sure.
Because you're the guy that stops the bleeding in bad places and brings them home. So I came to Texas National Guard 2015 after I got off active duty and served until 2022. And I would still be on the border today if I hadn't had a run-in with the COVID mandates with the DOD, which pulled me off of that job, which I was willing to do it, and I do it 100 times over, as that was an unlawful order, testified to it in multiple federal cases, and the biggest one being in SEALs versus DOD. And then I went into counter-human trafficking on the border, and that's what I did until a group of folks, and this is the why, a group of folks up there in Bonham, Texas, a great bunch of friends, and a lady from your town there, Amy Siever, who has a show on a podcast out there, they got together and they ambushed me, and they said, would you run for governor? I said, not no. But heck no, because of a Christian group, I had to keep the language clean. And then what happened was they said, well, would you pray about it? And here's the clincher is when you pray the most dangerous prayer, I call it, which is, Lord, your will be done. If he wants you to do it, you're going to do it. And so I did not hear no. And then I heard from Alan West, and I heard from General Flynn, and I heard from a lot of other folks, you must do this. We have to keep – politics has not changed. It's dry. It's stale. And we've got – this country is not safer in the last 4 years. It requires a kind of a wartime, if you will, governor. And so we put our name in the hat, and we, our team, and then we did a feasibility study and officially filed on Friday of last week at the Texas GOP office downtown Austin. And that brings us up to today.
Oh, very good. Well, number one, thank you for your service. We appreciate it. And all the years that you spent in the military there. When it comes to defeating Greg Abbott, let's be honest, he's going to have about a $87 million plus war chest. He's going to have a lot of money. Other candidates have tried to take him on, have not been able to get anywhere close with even being able to raise a few $1 million. How do you stop the current governor?
Right, and that is a great question. It's a very, if the first guy that I talked to that asked me that question, this guy's worth $500 million, he was interested in who is this guy and what are you doing? And this is a strategist, and I couldn't afford him, obviously. You know, $10 million is the minimum they get. But he was willing to at least talk to me, and it gave me some time and understanding. And the thing that he understands and I understand is that, you know, when you look at a three-term governor, and I worked for the governor directly. I worked for him during COVID and on the border, Operation Lone Star. There are things that you always disagree with your leaders. At the time, I worked for him, and I was a soldier under him, so I couldn't do anything about it. I had to follow orders. But when until I stood up against the COVID, and that different story. But when you're talking about feasibly, can we do this? The only thing that I look at really is I look at sentiment analysis. I look at running a streamlined campaign, which means we're not taking any money from any foreign countries, any money from streamlined and honest, transparent, any entities that represent any other countries. It doesn't matter. We have one flag on my uniform, which was the U.S. flag. I had one flag in my body, which is the Texas flag. That's, you know, I state Congress at this point. I have to appeal to the, look at the cycle. Off-cycle voting is typically not very many people that chose. It's about during Frazier against, and they split the ticket. That was a dangerous situation for them. I'm not running into that problem right now. 6 million roughly that voted in that one. That's what we've got to target. So this is why I'm on the road right now, coming back from San Angelo, heading over to Wimberley. I'm on the road picking those key areas that we dictated are going to be the key areas that are going to come out and vote and mobilize, especially with me, with the veterans. Same thing Alan West did. And when I asked Alan West, he said, Pete, you've got to do this. I mean, you've got to do it. The country is, you know, it requires that. We work on the border. We work with Tom Homan in the past. I know him. He helped us to get our counter-human trafficking team started, which was a great boost. It's more than just who you know, and it is truly what can you do as a leader. And picking the highest position in the state was not necessarily something that I thought about, but I had to go back and look at history and look at what Eisenhower did when he came off World War II, although he had a lot more name recognition. He went to the top because it was a post-World War, Cold War era that we were going into. It required that. So that's what I'm trying to get those specific voters. With the amount of money that we have, we've been blessed. We have enough to do everything we need to do to get to the primary. We win the primary. This is, you know, I can't run a race to lose. We win the primary, then we can get, we can then garner all the forces of the Republican side. You know, we got all the different fractions of it, Tea Party, different types of GOP voters. They will come behind us. We can beat a Democrat for sure. But on paper, it is a menacing machine that we are up against. And it's okay. I don't mind being in a minority. Green Berets are used to it.
Yeah. Well, Doc Pete Chambers, hey, we know you're on the road because you were breaking up a little bit. You're in bad cell phone country. I can tell you that, just doing that drive a few different times. So I do appreciate you coming on. I know some of your key issues, securing the border, abolishing property taxes. I want to get you on the show again soon so we can talk about that in detail because you know, that's something that a lot of candidates have said they want to do, but we never actually hear about it during the session. So your website again is docpetechambers.org. Thank you for joining us. Let's get you on the show again after the holidays, and we can talk again.
Look forward to it, Chad. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's Doc Pete Chambers. You can visit his website at docpetechambers.org. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, "Yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back."
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
This is Clay Travis. Don't forget to catch Buck and me on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show weekdays from 11 to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. We are supposed to have James Matlock on, who's running for railroad commissioner, but he is not called in. And we're running pretty close to where we would have to call it anyway and say, not enough time to get you on the program. So we could have gone longer with his phone was breaking up anyway, so it's probably for the best that we have him on just again in the future. One texter who did weigh in, Abbott lost me during COVID. I'll vote for almost any other Republican. And so, you know, again, you've got Doc Pete Chambers, who gave us a call. Now, he's come under fire from some because he doesn't really have a much of a voting record. And that's something I was going to ask him about, in that it looks like he's only voted once recently in a primary. We can get into that with him at a different time. He does talk about abolishing property taxes. Okay, that's a lot of people do. A lot of lawmakers do. Then it doesn't happen. He says that Alan West wanted him to run for governor. That's fine, but Alan West ran for governor and didn't do very well. It's going to be tough. It's gonna, for anybody. You're going against a machine in Greg Abbott, and you're going to have to raise money. And you know, you could come out and say, well, we're going to have a streamlined campaign, and we're going to go to places that we need to go to. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. That's fine. And I've seen a lot of campaigns that are built on that. None of them win. And you know, that's just the reality is you've got to have money in this race. You've got to have big-time supporters in the race. Now, again, anything could happen. And maybe there's this undercurrent of anti-Abbott feeling out there. I don't see that. I haven't seen the polling like that. I know that people aren't always happy with Abbott, but you're not going to be happy with anybody 100% of the time. I can't tell you how many Trump supporters I've heard from lately who are kind of disappointed in what Trump's had to say lately. You know, again, tonight, Trump's out there talking about how we've got to bring in all this foreign labor. That's not what MAGA was all about. When Trump ran in 2016, MAGA was not about, hey, we need to bring in foreign labor. It was, we need to get foreign labor out of the United States. Now it's flipped. And it's, we need to bring labor in, and then they'll just all leave in a few years. That doesn't happen. And Trump's not going to be here in a few years to make sure that happens. You know, this idea that, oh, yeah, we're just going to bring people here. They're going to chill out for a while. They're going to come in from India and China, teach our workers. They're going to teach our people how to do things like, we don't have schools. We don't have universities. We don't have places where people can learn. We'll have them teach. And then they'll just go home. Because people are always leaving the United States to go back to China and India.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. So, yeah, you know, you always have that disagreement. It's fine. We should have disagreement and debate. So, but we'll have them on again. We'll have Doc on again and let them get into some of the issues. I wish we could have during that time. If I would have known that James wouldn't have called in, we probably would have had a little bit longer of a chit-chat. But, hey, that is live radio. That's how it goes. That's how things sometimes go along. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to visit with our friends over at the Texan News. Looking forward to that conversation, as always, getting some updated news from around the Lone Star State, the Texan, one of the places I always go to begin the day. And then on Friday, we're going to have, I think we're going to have another candidate who swings by on Friday. Been a busy week with candidates getting in just before Thanksgiving, and next week's schedules get all thrown into the air. And then when we come back from the Thanksgiving break, you'll have a few more days for candidates to file, and then it'll be off to the races. And that'll be we'll have a ton of candidates marching through the studio on the phones on and visiting with us and getting into a few maybe candidate forums. We may do a couple of candidate forums. We're looking into doing something like that coming up in the next year. So yeah, that's what's. But anyway, tomorrow it's going to be the Texan News joining us. We'll also get into some of the latest. Of course, with the Texas Senate race, that continues to boil up and get heated between Cornyn, Paxton, and Wesley Hunt. Don't forget, you can download the Chad Hasty Show podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts, whether it's Spotify or Apple. Just subscribe today. Give us a nice ranking there on the podcast. We always enjoy that. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.